Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Doug hates candy wrappers, greedy baby sticky seeds with 50 other popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. Coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles on Tuesday, September 30th, 2014, Wolf of Wahlburgers. Since last I spoke, you listened, I did a Dining with Doug and Karen with guest Megan Nuringer, which should be available in the podcast section of iTunes, probably where you also got this. Now, Madison, Wisconsin, I'm coming back for one last Doug Loves Movies taping this year at Comedy on State. Three great guests. And Comedy of State, of course, is the comedy club on State Street. Did I mention the show was at 420? Now I have Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Yeah, I'm doing stand-up at the Orpheum Theater on Saturday, October 11th. Bring your name tags. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. At Whoopsie Daisy tweeted, Doug Benson should host a reality show with competing growers in Colorado called There Will Be Bud. This has been Tweet Relief, Paul Thomas Anderson edition. I am so looking forward to that. Have you seen the trailer for Inherent Vice? Oh my God, it's back where I wanted him to be. You know, There Will Be Blood and The Master were amazing achievements that bored the shit out of me. And I'm very excited that he might be going back to Boogie Nights territory. Prize bag. Got some good stuff because I was on at midnight yesterday. And so, yeah, came in second place to that son of a bitch, Kyle Kinane. Who now, me and Kyle Kinane and Ron Funches are all tied for the most wins with 5 apiece. So, yeah, so a showdown must occur. And this is a box of cookies from, I think it's called D-Luscious Cookies. They give me a whole box every time I do at midnight, and then I give it to you guys. Quality cookies, I'm told. We got a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. Of course we do. We've got Gateway Doug 2 Forced Fun, and we've got, I think I accidentally threw more than two in. Yeah, 4 hot dogs from Pops. I didn't get a chance to get the gifts that are being given out by my guests tonight, so we will, hopefully they will bring them with them when they come out here, and then we will hear all about them. Please give a big warm welcome to Ben Acker, Ben Blacker, and Paul F. Tompkins.
Thank you. Oh my goodness.
That's a whole nother bag.
That's insane. It's an insane big bag of stuff. Ben Acker and Ben Blacker, you guys, first time guests on the show.
Thank you.
Which is which?
Yep.
Which one are you?
Acker.
So I'll call you Acker and you Blacker. And that's, is that what your friends do?
I'll go with it, yeah.
Whoever
yeah.
meets one of us first yeah. calls us Ben.
Uh-huh.
And the other, they call by the last name.
Oh, which
you're
one
meeting
did,
us
which
at
one
the
did
same
I,
time.
Which one did I just meet first? I think you.
Yeah, I'm Ben.
Okay, Ben. And that'll be easier for me to remember, because you're not black at all.
Am I?
I mean, you're blacker than Acker.
That's right.
Exactly.
Blacker.
Yes.
Starring Anthony exactly. Anderson.
Blackfish. Do you guys listen to the Thrilling Adventure Hour? I knew there'd be some fans. Wikipedia still thinks it takes place at the Coronet, so you might want to reach out to them and say it's called Largo. Now.
Yeah, that's on Largo, I think. I mean, think they have to update.
That's them?
I think that's an issue for the Coronet's Wikipedia page.
Yeah. Is the Coronet's Wikipedia page end with now called Largo?
Apparently not.
Would they even have a Wikipedia page? Do they give it to buildings?
Disambiguation.
What? Why wouldn't a building
there are theaters with Wikipedia pages?
I'm sure there are.
There's got to be, right? But I just never...
You're the one that's questioning it.
I've never used it for that. I've never been like, I'd like to know more about this building, Wikipedia.
You never had to. You live a charmed life.
I really do. That's Paul F. Tompkins, everybody.
Hi, I'm me.
Thank you.
I always like to scan and see if nobody's clapping. That person. All right.
There's always people that don't want to expend that energy because they know they might want to later.
For like driving home or rescuing a child from a fire.
Yeah, that's right. You know, like, it would be horrible to be like, I'm not going to rescue that child because I clapped for Paul F. Tompkins. That really took it all out of me and now I wasted it.
Left it all on the field.
My palms are so tired from clapping.
That's a big part of putting out fires.
Oh, I thought of rescuing children.
Well, you have to pat out the fire in order to get to the child.
You're
who's not helping, by the way.
He's like, yeah, I'm scared.
Yeah, kids are the worst. They don't pitch in a disaster.
Doug, don't get me off on a rant about children and fires.
What?
Little Colonel Clink at the end. Yeah.
I know nothing. What'd you bring for a prize tonight, Paul F. Tompkins?
I brought some things to remind people that I do stand-up comedy. It's a bunch of my albums and a DVD.
All right.
Oh, don't trouble yourselves.
Think of the children.
Might be children to save, yes. Think of the children. But what do you...
Doug's inability to come up with a reaction to that caused the audience to feel as if they had failed somehow and that they had to applaud. Are you disappointed that's what I brought, Doug?
Not at all. I was just in my head wondering how many of these things you have. Am I counting correctly? You have four different specials.
There's yeah,
comedy
there's
specials.
Three CDs uh-huh. and one DVD.
Yeah, and they're all different material.
No, that's not strictly true.
Oh,
they're all the same material.
Wait, four different CDs.
Languages.
One of them. Oh, I see. I was gonna guess you were drunk on one, sober on one, asleep on one.
What about
and...
you?
Wait, I've never done the drunk sober thing. But you did hoist how many pints on a special one time?
Four pints of Guinness in a
Four
half hour.
Four pints of Guinness in half an hour.
Don't recommend it.
While telling jokes.
If you're taping a TV special.
Can people still see it?
Yeah, it keeps popping up on HBO.
You're proud of it, right?
I am, yeah.
You got through it.
Yeah. I got through it. We did two tapings that night. And so it was me and Greg Barrett did specials the same night. And so started with mine, then Greg's, then in between... I drank a ton of water to sober back up again. And then Greg would do his second taping, and then I would do my final taping. And then at the end of that night, my stomach was distended and like hard as a rock because there was so much fluid in it. I was just filled. And at the end of the special, and you can actually see this, a drop of beer comes out of my nose.
And that's going to happen again tonight.
I
want to
see that.
And that's going to happen again tonight.
It's a promise.
I'm going to fill myself with liquid just under my eyeballs.
Greg's special was called Mantastic, I think.
That's correct.
And I attended both tapings, I believe.
That's right.
Yeah.
It was an unfortunate slogan for Greg's special because afterwards he would say, "You've been mantasticized." Bum people out.
That is
like
unfortunate. It did. It shut everybody down. Mostly people that didn't even know what that word means. What is this mug that's in the prize bag?
Blacker, would you like
Ben
to explain
and Blacker?
I'm glad you asked. It's one of the non-segments in our show is a series of ads called the Bucatino Business.
Would you care to explain non-segment?
We have
you can't
like
throw that out there like everyone understands that term. I had to put it together, and I'm in the show.
Only for 10 years, though. Okay.
You guys know segments, right?
Hold on. Let's back up.
What a show is.
Yeah. The Thrilling Adventure Hour is a stage program in the style of old-time radio that is also a podcast on the Nerdist Network. Thank you, that guy.
He loves descriptions.
And in the live show... In the live show, we have ads from our pretend sponsors, one of which is called Work Juice Coffee, and the ad is from Bucatino Business. And Ben and I...
Two ads in one.
Yes.
It makes sense in context.
We set out to write the saddest thing we could think of. So it's this guy who runs an office supply store in an office park, and his life just keeps going terribly, terribly wrong.
It is as close as we could get to like a tragic soap opera in the radio genre, through the eyes of a guy just trying to sell pens in a world that doesn't want pens.
But just keep in mind, this is a non-segment, you guys.
Yeah. Don't expect it as a segment.
And then
I don't know what that is.
You brought a ton of stuff for the bag, including
I don't know how
Meryl Streep, Anatomy of an Actor, whatever that poster is.
That is an exclusive poster from Karina Longsworth. Wrote a book about Meryl Streep.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how that
so
wound
up. That's the poster
there.
For it.
That's the poster for
and
it.
And you have it
now. Is this unfair to say that looks nothing like Meryl Streep?
That might be Karina.
It's, yeah.
No, it's Meryl Streep.
It's Meryl Streepish.
Come on.
It's Streepish. It's Streepy.
All good books need a poster.
I don't know. She gave it to me.
You guys, listen, Blacker. You brought a lot of stuff. You guys are involved in an issue of Deadpool, the comic.
Yes.
Woo!
That you... So you wrote it, those other two people drew it? Is that how it worked?
Yeah, yes. that's how we divided it up.
Yeah. Did you guys even try to draw it first?
I tried. It was not a good result.
Stick figures?
Puppets.
Paul.
He doesn't know what drawing is.
Yeah, we've also got copies of The Punisher versus Thunderbolts 1 and 2.
Those are the first two parts of
first
our
two parts.
Our Thunderbolts
we also
arc.
Didn't draw that.
Right.
Okay.
What did you draw?
Just my puppet show.
Did you draw...
I don't know what that is.
Chulhu dice?
Cthulhu.
On this? Cthulhu? How do you say
Cthulhu.
It?
Cthulhu.
Cthulhu. So somebody's going to win Cthulhu dice.
That's like Dungeons & Dragons dice, right? But it's with some H.P. Lovecraft bullshit thrown on there.
Yeah, and some fucking beans or something.
I think it's from the... We went on
that's some leftover swag from the Jonathan Colton cruise.
Oh, okay.
I was wondering where that came from.
You know about this. You've got
stuff.
Stickers that say Thrilling Adventure Hour and Welcome to Night Vale, because
yes.
You guys have been doing some crossovers.
We have. Do you guys know the Welcome to Night Vale podcast? Are you familiar?
Yeah. It's very popular.
We did a big crossover with those guys with a bunch of our actors, and it was a lot of fun. And it's for you who are sitting here today, it is released on Bandcamp and iTunes tomorrow. And for you who are listening, it's already been released. So get on board.
That's fun. That's
I
like
love that
travel.
You know the whole schedule of how we tape and release this
podcast. I know
podcast.
How podcasts work.
A lot of them don't release them the next day like we do.
That's true, Doug.
We're on it.
This would be fun to maybe just bust out and play right now. You brought a card game called Who Am I? A Name Game of Hollywood Stars.
I thought you might enjoy
Let's
it.
Let's do one real quick.
I thought All you right. might enjoy it.
But this might be awful. Does everyone already have this game?
No, it's awful. It's really awful.
Is it bad?
I've been in training for this podcast for 3 weeks.
All right, you guys.
Pick this game up.
First one of you that can come up with the name of this person as I read all these clues, just jump right in.
Will you end it with, who am I? And then we will say, you are...
It starts with, who am I, but yeah, at any point.
Why wouldn't they say, who am I, for the end?
I don't know. It starts with it, but I'll say it at the end.
Should we?
I can...
Would you start it with, here's who I am, and then all the facts, and then end it with, so who am I?
I love it. I love it.
Thank
but
you.
I think you're going to jump in with the answer before I get through all of these facts.
I was not trying to give you a line reading.
No, that's
Please
cool.
do it your own way.
Who am I?
It's already...
Someone's sad.
We had a deal.
Someone's sad, I guess.
My real name is Isher Dembski.
Isher Dembski.
Isher Dembski.
I have my doubts about the pronunciation.
Isher Dembski. Dembski, there's no way around
no
it.
No way around
That's
it.
That's fucking Dembski.
Dembski's Dembski.
I was born on December 9, 1916 in Amsterdam, New York.
Isla Fisher.
Patrick Dembski.
Good guess.
I believe I get all McSteamski. The rest of the clues.
What?
I believe I get all the rest of the clues.
Heard it. You heard
Four
it?
Of my sons.
You got it.
My dearest darling sons.
Is that on there?
My gifts from God. One of whom went astray with drugs, but let's not bring that up on a trivia card. Four of my sons, they all followed me into the movie business. Two as actors and two as producers. But none of them are named Dembski. This is a fucking bitter card. Who am I?
That's it.
Yeah, but I ended with who am I as instructed.
But the person saying this is not a star, right? This is the
Oh,
the
he's parent? A star, all right, or
oh.
she.
Oh. Michael Douglas. No, Kirk Douglas.
That's correct.
Wow. I did not know that his name was Isher Dembski.
Isher Dembski.
Weird.
Hold on, we have one more guess.
Isla Fisher.
Hey, this is a mug that has that iconic painting with the movie stars. But
Nighthawks at the Diner by Edward Hopper.
You can't make them out, though.
No, the iconic painting is not of the movie stars.
Oh, that's the
That's the bullshit Hollywood Boulevard gift store version.
Who was in the original version? Just four
Nobody,
random
just
people?
Four people.
Marilyn Monroe wasn't Monroe. In there?
Marilyn it was Humphrey
no.
Bogart.
James Dean wasn't in
no.
there?
No.
Kirk Douglas.
Elvis.
No. Who was in the original Sunflowers? Just a bunch of nobody Sunflowers?
So anyway, all of that's going into the prize bag. Tonight. So congratulations. Somebody's going to have a lot of stuff to deal with. A lot of decisions to make.
Sorry you have to deal with all that stuff.
You guys are going to have to deal with it.
Lovely round of reluctant applause. That
yes. Wait till you see their shitty name tags. It's just not... They don't care. It's the LA,
they love it.
LA attitude. We have fun, though.
We do, right? We have a good time.
Mm-hmm. Have you been to the movies lately, Paul F. Tompkins?
I've seen a bunch of movies.
Let's just tell us about your favorite one.
Oh, my favorite one is Brendan Gleeson. The guy, it was
Calvary?
Yes.
That is a fucked up movie.
Absolutely love that movie, and it made me seek out The Guard by the same writer-director.
I had never seen The Guard, and I heard it was hilarious.
I saw it on a plane coming back from Canada, and now I have joined the ranks of people who laugh out loud at a movie on a plane. I envied those idiots for so long. I was able to watch some Sandra Bullock movie and wake me up.
Yeah, like 28 days later or something like that. 28 days.
It's 28 days later.
28 days of dresses. But yeah, those movies are great. I also saw, I watched a lot of Godzilla, the most recent Godzilla movie.
How much is
that? But not life? All of it.
No, and I was like, oh, that's right, I'm in control of my own life.
There's a button I can push and watch a lot of things.
That's right. I'm not excited that Godzilla's head looks like a Ford Duster.
Did you get to the Godzilla part?
Just in.
I did get to the Godzilla. I got to the Godzilla part. And I give these people credit for trying to up the human drama factor. But by the time Godzilla showed up, I was like, oh, thanks for dropping by.
It really is almost Godzilla-less, that movie.
Of the two people in the ads, Godzilla and Bryan Cranston.
Yes.
Who was in the movie less?
Godzilla.
But it's
for the amount that I saw.
But it's close.
Super close.
Spoiler alert, they get rid of Bryan Cranston at one point.
I will admit that I might have been checking some email while I was watching Godzilla. And there was a point where I realized, oh, Bryan Cranston's not coming back to this movie, right? I looked away at the wrong time. I had to find out.
He was like, I am the one who leaves. And then they never heard from him again. But
that wig was amazing, though.
It was.
Godzilla?
It was a good Godzilla. Godzilla is very amazing.
I've not seen it.
Yeah. He has a bouffant hairdo.
Now I'm in.
Yeah.
Now I'm in.
He says, kiss my grits, and then he stomps on the city.
Do you smile, Ben Blacker, every time you see the Chris Rock special, what is it, Bigger and Blacker?
Bigger and Blacker,
and Blacker. Does that ever make you go,
oh, I get excited.
Blacker.
I'm like, I'm on TV now. This is it. Sit through the whole thing every time.
This is the kind of spontaneous publicity that makes people.
Do you know anybody named Bigger?
Oh, what a comedy team you would make.
Great photo op.
Sorry, bad news, buddy.
Great photo op.
I got to find Bigger. I'm sorry.
You're out. You're out, Ben Acker.
What a way to find out.
Are you going
to
ask them if they've been to the movies?
That was just what I was going to say after
This is as well-oiled a machine as it sounds on the podcast.
Yes, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what you expect.
I expected you to be holding your microphone, though.
Oh, really?
He's just kind of leaning on it.
I like to go hands-free. I got a lot of things
to do. You used to hold it, right?
Like he could fall asleep
on it. Back in the day, and then I was like, do you guys have a little mic stand? And Jimmy was like, yeah, we do.
What, the one as big as me?
Ben Acker.
Yes, Doug.
What was the last movie you saw?
Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Oh! You just seen it for the first time?
I just saw it for the first time, too.
That was not the question.
Isn't it great?
No. Oh, that was not the question. Oh, he got you on a technicality.
I am Garrett.
This is like a dwarf rocker. All right. Dwarf rocker. So, probably the only person that could pull that role off is Peter Dinklage.
What about Tim Conway?
Oh, okay. You're right.
I was just thinking
of people that didn't have to put the shoes on their knees.
Do you feel like Tim Conway was very pleased with himself when he came up with a dwarf? Like, pretty subtle, right?
Yeah.
What does it sound like to you? Goes around to everyone in the crew. No, I get it. I get it, Tim. It's like dwarf with no W.
I'd never put that together. I think the other Ben needs to answer.
Scott Pilgrim v. The World.
What about Scott Pilgrim? Yeah.
I really liked it still.
It's fantastic. Yeah, you watch it again?
Yeah.
But how did Paul just saw it for the first time?
I saw it for the first time in Toronto.
Oh, perfect.
In Toronto, I saw Scott Pilgrim versus the World for the very first time in my whole goddamn life. I enjoyed it. It was a good movie.
I can't remember how the rest of the tune goes. It was amazing. I don't know why I didn't watch it the first time. I think I was afeared that it was not for me, that it was for like a younger audience.
I think that's what happened to that movie, is everyone went, that's not for me.
I thought it was for kids.
And then later it was like, oh, that's for me.
It was so good. It was so, so good.
Yeah, it's amazing. All the actors in it are terrific. They've all flourished since then.
That's right.
Edgar's doing all right. But we have one more person to ask.
Oh, thank God.
Ben Blacker.
Here's the thing, Doug, and Paul and Ben.
Thank you.
I haven't been to the movies in some time, but my wife somehow did not see...
My wife.
Classic comedy bit.
That's like, that is like a cancer.
A cancer.
I just like that sometimes...
Come on.
A cancer. Yeah.
That would catch on.
Sometimes somebody will say my wife in the... Wrong place for me to do that, and sure. I'll do it anyway.
You got it.
And so that's why I do it every time.
Can I tell you, it's always the wrong time to do it.
But it gets extra wrong.
It's...
you know what I mean? Like, God forbid if somebody I know, their wife dies, and I'm at the funeral.
Would she die of?
A cancer. It makes me laugh. All right, go.
My wife somehow did not see movies in the 80s, 90s, or 2000s. So
you're edumacating her?
Well, the first Tom Cruise movie...
Hold on, let's
have
this person check their email.
Thank you. Check that out. It's on Twitter. We've tweeted about it. The first Tom Cruise movie she saw was Ghost Protocol.
And first one of her entire life?
Right? That's weird.
You gotta start with losing it.
The second one she saw...
Maybe The Outsiders.
That's on her.
The second one she saw was Edge of Tomorrow, which she loved both of those. So we've been watching Tom Cruise movies.
Right, because she's convinced this guy really knows what he's doing.
Right?
And then they just get weaker and weaker.
Well, we watched The Firm, which is actually pretty good.
It's pretty good, sure.
Are you guys out of your minds?
It is.
No, it's not.
Sydney Pollack.
Holly Hunter's life is spared because she's blowing a guy.
And she's
great. I stand corrected.
She's great in that, though. Sydney Pollack directed.
It's not good.
It's not good. Thank you, Ben.
It's pretty good. We watched A Few Good Men.
It's pretty good as far as bad movies are concerned.
It's a pot boiler.
I'll boil your pot.
He needs that.
Gene Hackman is fucking in it, man.
He's great in it.
Except for Welcome to Mooseport. That guy was 100%.
Gene Hackman, Mr. Hackman, of course. I yield to no one in my admiration for Gene Hackman. But
he was in a lot of shitty movies.
I saw The Firm recently myself.
Really?
Yes, I had missed it when it was in theaters. I'm like, oh, this is not good.
We enjoyed it.
Well, I'm glad for you.
Do you want to come over and watch The Pelican Brief?
See, that's the one I didn't care
not,
for.
Not so good.
I did not like
so
that one.
Well, Tom Cruise is.
It doesn't have Tom Cruise in it at all, which is that's
hardly
the biggest
at all.
Problem.
Ghost Bros.
but Tom has made a remarkable amount of engaging movies.
Yeah. We're going to get to the stinger.
So Far and Away.
Days of Thunder.
Interview with a Vampire.
Oblivion.
That Top Gun one.
I could do this all night, guys, but this isn't Last Man Standing with Tom Cruise. We have to pick some name tags, you guys.
Shit.
Yeah, it's time to
let the games begin.
We got some good ones. People are stepping up.
Delightful.
We got a massive sandwich over there. We've got the Kevin in the Woods. Of course, instead of Into the Woods, the Sondheim musical. I get it. It's Cabin in the Woods. And they picked their name tags so fast that we're going to just squeeze in some commercials right now, and we'll be right back. We're back! Who are you playing for, Ben Acker? Benaker? That was a...
Boo!
Who brought an empty donut box to this game?
Are there donuts,
Are there donuts in there?
Yeah.
Is this your name tag?
Wait, why is there a separate donut box that we had to ask for?
This one has names in it.
We have more donuts.
Oh, there's more donuts over there. I don't know if I care for that.
I think we got to throw away a lot of these name tags.
Start over?
What? Did it.
Those are gorgeous.
These are Ghostbusters.
Ghostbuster Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, let's show the crowd. Look at that motherfucker.
These are crazy.
That's a Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man donut. Touched by
if there's not marshmallow in there, I'm gonna be fucking pissed.
And then look at this right. One.
It's the classic Ghostbusters logo.
If there's not slime in there,
meaning no ghosts.
But a ghost is being slimed on this slimed. Donut. That's
the worst
turnabout
kind of
is fair play, ghosts.
The ghost on ghost.
Why don't they just slime them back? Why don't they do that?
Doug, thank you for asking. I'm playing for Breezy Poofs. Puffs.
Breezy Puffs.
Breezy Puffs.
Sure. Asking the eternal question, who are you going to call? It's written in there.
She was in the front row last night when I was, yeah, at midnight, I was shamed by Kyle Kinane.
Shamed by Kinane?
Yeah.
Kinane shame. New you were ashamed?
You've never come in third place on that show, have you, Paul?
Never.
Me neither. Like, that's the... winning's great, but coming in third, I'd never
want
to do it.
I don't want that red light on me.
Yeah. I will run. I will wait. I won't wait for it. I'll get out of there before that red light shows up.
Oh, yeah. I'll ruin their fucking shot. Pull a Jimmy Pardo.
That's what he did?
I saw him on the show. He came in third, and they said... And he said, I want to beam out Star Trek style. And so they, like, did an effect where he was gone. Because I'm sure Jimmy said, I don't want to stick around for... The humiliation part. I don't blame him.
Why did he come in third?
I'm going to run out of that studio.
Why did he come in third?
If I come in third, please. If I come in third ever on that show, I'm going to run out of that studio. In makeup with the microphone. I don't care. They'll find that mic in the parking lot.
You know that red light will follow you, though.
Oh, shit.
That's... Did not know that would happen.
Oh, science. Well, I'm going to eat one of these donuts.
For reals? Who are you playing for?
I'm playing
Ben
for
Blacker.
The Secret Life of Dana Lilly.
Okay. They took a cover of a DVD case.
Oh, I get it.
I appreciate it.
Of Life of Mitty.
I think she bought it from the secondhand store next door and slapped a paste it.
I love it.
Yeah.
Great. Great work.
I'm Dana, screwed in this game.
Dana Lilly. Who are you playing for, Paul?
I'm playing for Flight of the Kimcords. I imagine her name is Kim, and she put a paste-it on it. But Kim also has been getting a lot of jokes that no one else hears or cares about. And so I keep looking back at her, and we give each other reassuring looks. We both understood that, and it was funny, Paul.
Can these go in the prize bag after?
Oh, I'd imagine...
Do you guys want these back?
Is the DVD in there?
I don't know.
Did you even look?
There's a donut in here.
DVD's in there.
It's in there. So, yeah, I bet you they want it back. You want it back,
you want
right?
It back?
Yeah,
are you going to watch Walter Mitty again?
When she's feeling melancholy, she watched Ben Stiller travel around the world.
Sure.
And jump off of boats. And the Flight of the Conchords, they want that back, too.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Of course they do.
That's
probably more than the Walter Mitty one.
If I had to guess, but, you know.
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand you. Could you have some more donut?
I'm going for more donut in my mouth.
Probably more than a lot for me, boy. I mean, if you have to choose between Flight of the Conchords DVD and Big Life Water Mini, I think the choice is clear.
Apologies to put your hands together. To determine who goes first in the Letterman game, let's do some lines with Mark.
How you guys doing? You want to do some lines?
Mark, of course, is busy making Transformers 4, 5? What number are they on? And so he has pre-recorded a line from a motion picture that we will run that for you. As it can only be performed by Mark Wahlberg, and then first guy who knows it, just jump in, yell it out, and you get to go first in Leonard Maltin game. Mark?
You guys want to do some fucking lines?
Yeah, we've already... All right, he always says that again. I don't know why he just doesn't...
Drainage. It's drainage, Eli.
There will be blood.
You're drained.
That is correct. How long is the line? Can we hear all of it?
There's 40 more seconds.
Oh, my God.
44?
Apologies. Apologies to put your hands
seriously,
together.
Seriously, I want to hear all of it.
Yeah. And try. Here, if you have a milkshake, and I have a milkshake, and I have a straw, and it reaches across the fucking room, I drink it. I drink your goddamn fucking milkshake. I drink it up, you son of a bitch. You think you're better than me? I had a little there. Here, we'll do it again, okay? Strange, Eli. Right?
Okay, we only need to do it again.
It's drainage, Eli. All right.
All right, Paul gets to go first in the Leonard Maltin game. He gets to pick his category.
Oh, shit.
Between.
I'll use my cranium.
Nice.
I hope you don't boggle my mind.
Monopoly.
Hungry, hungry hippos. Scrambled eggs.
We all want to play. All right.
Risky business.
You get to pick. You guys all right over there?
Remember?
All right, they're passing around donuts.
No, I don't.
Do it
We're
quieter.
Doing Tom Cruise.
Right. But games?
Risk is the name of a game.
Risk is the name of a game, and then Risky Business is a Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah, I did a twofer.
What if Tom Cruise was in the Hungry Hungry Hippos movie?
It would be intense. He would run. He would run from those hippos. Right.
You ever seen a shirtless hippo run?
Oh, you're presuming he is
he
a hippo.
He would play one of the titular Hungry Hungry Hippos.
I thought he'd be saving us from the hippos.
Oh, hell no.
He's a hippo.
He is the Gene Kelly of running.
Paul,
big Gene Kelly fan.
It did. That was a lovely insight.
It did. Paul gets to pick a category.
All right.
Between spoiler alert, and that, of course, is movies where someone is run over by a car. IMDb, because IMDb, but also because these are movies that the title is the initials DB. It's two words, and they begin with the letters D and B. And Meals on Wheels, which, of course, is a movie where there is oral sex in a car.
That's clunky.
And nobody picks it because if you can't think of a movie with oral sex in a car, because there really aren't that many, I don't think, you just move on.
Mostly books.
Yeah.
Well, that makes me think of one, though.
Oh,
yeah.
It was in both the book and the movie.
We all know it. We've read books.
IMDb.
IMDb. Would you like a movie with the initials DB from 1981 or 1997?
I'm going to go 1997.
All right. This movie, Leonard gives 3.5 stars.
Fuck.
We're going to Ben Blacker next, so be ready, Blacker,
I'll just hang out.
I'm ready.
3.5 stars, fresh and original, he calls this movie. Still just gives it the 3.5, doesn't go the full 4. He says it rings true from start to finish, and that it's based on a memoir. 1997, and he lists 12 names.
1997, DB, based on a memoir. It's not Dar Bors.
The deer bunter?
That, of course, would be TDB.
You're right.
How many names, Doug? 12? I can name that movie in 6 names.
Name it.
Ben Blacker. Ben Blacker just says
you
name
see
it.
My B.
Yeah, name it, yeah. Paul. Yeah.
Hey, you can't pile
it's
on.
Got my back.
That's
got my back.
Oh.
Here's your 6 names, and I'm pretty sure I can pronounce every one of them.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Gretchen Maul, Watch Me Go. Val Avery. Brian. Oh, maybe not this one. No, Tarantina. That's not so hard, Tarantina. Zach Grenier.
Ooh la la.
Wait.
Gary Becker. There's no other way to pronounce
classic
Becker.
DB.
And then, this is where I show off, Jelko Ivanek.
Oh, I love Jelko.
Remember,
I shop all the time at Jelko.
Dreamgirls came out much later.
Wow, you're helping somebody that you're competing against.
Hey, Paul's a friend.
1997. Based on a memoir. What were some of the other descriptors?
DB. Yeah. Fresh and original.
Fresh and original.
Rings true from start to finis.
Finish.
Memoir. Leonard throws around so many French words.
Maltine.
Maltine.
Hacker.
I'm in the show.
Points. Oh, shit, I don't want to get red-lighted on this show.
Wipe.
based on a memoir, obviously it's the story of Dusty Bringfield.
Oh, shit. So close. It's Donnie Brasco.
Oh! Donnie, fucking forget about it, Brasco.
Forget about it.
Ben Blacker's on the board with 1 point.
Thank you.
That movie did ring true.
It's from start to finish.
It was
treasurest end credits I've ever seen. Ben Acker
the opening credits
off.
Delivered on their promise.
Yes.
Ben Acker gets to start us off with a category. Then we go to Ben Blacker and then Paul F. Tompkins. Would you like pie?
Hold on one second.
First, you had a chance for donuts.
I'm
going to
shut those people up in the green room.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much. They're just loud back there because they're like, we do not accept the apology. Pie is a movie. He's not hearing the categories, though.
I'm picking.
Okay. Pie is movies that Leonard gave 3 stars and listed 14 names. Max P. Wilson suggested Superbad, which is superhero movies that Leonard gave 2 stars or less. And your third option is Rush. And that's best
pick. All the movies named Rush.
Oh my God. I'm getting
or starring Jeffrey Rush.
I'm getting like a call from a guy that only calls when
do you want to get it?
He has something bad to tell me.
Answer it.
No, I'm not going to answer it.
We'll take it from here. We got the category.
Hello.
Rush is Best
Pie.
Picture winners.
Pie.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Wait, decisive. What was the description of Rush, though?
Best Picture winners that are under 100 minutes long.
Okay.
It's only happened a few times.
All right, pie.
As you know.
Pie.
As I know, of course. Wings, you know 1927.
How old, you know how old. You know how long Academy Award-winning movies are?
That's right.
All right, so we're going with pie. Your year, Ben Acker, is 2007. This movie got 3 stars from Leonard, as I already mentioned, and he lists 14 names. He says about it that it's... It gleans substantial chortles. Chortles.
Is that emphasis yours or his?
It
gleans substantial chortles.
Chortles.
Messed up.
From its, I just can't believe this sentence. Gleans and chortles.
It gleans substantial chortles.
It has much gleanage of chortle.
Have you gleaned my chortle yet?
From its... ragging of real life celebrities.
Oh, I don't like that
this
at all.
This motion picture gets some chortles from ragging. And he also says about this movie that it never really catches fire. But 3 stars.
Hunger Games Catching Fire. Did I get it?
No pre-guessing.
No pre-guessing, sorry.
And
is it the Hunger Games?
Oh my God. You know how when you have a call come in, you don't take it, and then the amount of time it takes before it pops up saying there's a voicemail message? That's it just came up. He left
oh
a fucking long-ass message.
Wow.
I cannot wait to
play
not
it.
Listen to that
should we all listen
message.
To it?
Play it.
I think
play
we should it. All listen no. to it.
I can't even. It's. I know what it's about, and it's messed up.
Oh, you know what it's about. Oh.
I'll tell you what I think it's about.
All right.
Apologies.
Young lady was genuinely shocked when you said that. Her eyes got so big. Doug, no, the sanctity of the phone. It's like a confessional.
I didn't know it got so dark. It gets so dark here.
It's a very special Doug Loves movie.
Our mutual friend, Paul F. Tompkins, Jack Black, came on my show where you smoke weed for 45 minutes.
Getting Doug with high.
Uh-huh. And he was a really good sport to show up, and he. But apparently he's, you know, he's kind of a pot idol, you know, like he certainly used to smoke a lot, and is, you know, has a movie and songs about it. So he just hasn't smoked for a while because he had a kid and a wife and the whole deal. And so he just wasn't ready for where marijuana's at right now on my table, and he got too high very quickly and then struggled to remain a guest on the show. Even had a safe word with his wife that he shouted at one point. And but he was such a good sport, he stayed through the entire show, but now there's a lot of conversations about taking it off the internet.
This has happened more than once on...
Well, when Matt Walsh did it, he called up and said, can you take it down? And we said, well, we have advertisers and stuff, so we'd rather not. He says, I'll mention the advertisers if you let me just make an apology video. So now when you click on the show where you think you're going to see Matt Walsh on the show, it's a video of Matt Walsh saying, hey, I had a good time, but I've got a kid, and I don't want to be seen doing that. And he just explains why he had his episode removed. Hold on
a second. Everyone... going into this knows exactly this is you not think a surprise.
That they do. You think that they do, Paul, but publicists are bad at passing along key pieces of information like you're going to get high. Like, for some reason, there is that
and
weird
we're filming
disconnect.
It?
Yes.
Those are the two elements to the show.
Jim Jeffries walked in and went, there's weed and cameras? Like, he was shocked by both elements.
Was he surprised you were there?
I don't think he knows too many Dougs, so I think we were cool. But anyway, that's what the call is probably about. Is
can you cut this out? I feel bad about this.
We might. I don't know. No, can but get, I also I think it's continuing to defend that Jack is a great guy who had good intentions and it didn't go well because he just doesn't smoke anymore and then just suddenly smoked because that's. Taking a break gives you a really good high when you start up again.
Sure.
And I think he probably took a pretty long break.
Yeah! Somebody else. But, you know, I understand.
The watchers of the show understood. But
sure.
I think when you watch it as a person who's not in the stoner culture, you might be like, oh, that really messed that guy up.
Do you know what it's all about, though, really? And I get where he's coming from. If his child sees him freak out, Jack will lose... the upper hand with his child forever.
Right. Well, that's the first thing I said to him is keep your kid away from the internet for the next, 10, 15 years.
Oh, it's worse. At age 15, forget it. How old is his child now?
I don't know. I have no idea.
No one knows. It's one of those mysteries.
Does it even exist?
It's not for me to say.
Are you watching Pod Idol this year?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Why is the one judge so mean?
Right?
Really harshing everyone's mellow.
You should find a way to chill out.
That judge should go to the chill out room. For sure.
I mean, I've talked about this on the show. As soon as he started kind of freaking out and stopped smoking, the message board underneath the show on YouTube just lights up with, you know, you're a pussy and shit like that.
Oh, nice.
It gets really intense.
Nice. What a fun community.
Well, but it's, you know, it's
YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. It's like it's trolls that also smoke weed or maybe even don't, and they just want to show up.
Oh, my
and
God,
be
Doug,
mean.
Can you imagine, like, a troll that smoked weed? Like, his riddles would be crazy. You'd never get across that bridge unless you smoked weed.
All right, so we've run out of time.
12 names.
But we're going to soldier forward.
You're welcome to put your hands together.
With whatever was just happening.
12 names, Doug.
Oh, nice. Thanks for keeping track. He says he can get it in 12.
Out of 14.
12. Out of 14.
2007, Blacker. I'll take 11, please.
He says 11, Paul.
I'm going to say name that movie.
11 names, no problem, Paul.
Names.
There might be a problem.
There might be a problem.
He could take the whole thing down right now with the 11
names.
You're welcome.
11
take
names.
Your hands together.
Take your hands together. Take your hands together.
Let me show you how to clap.
Put them in a praying motion. Rapidly. Congratulations, you've applauded.
Have you heard that? Have you heard that podcast about hostage stories?
No, I haven't.
Tape your hands together.
Some of my medicine fell out on the floor. There was a time in our country when that would have been a major plot point on a sitcom, on a half-hour sitcom.
We'd have to have a talk with
like
Doug.
A serious episode, yeah, where that rolled across the floor.
If it was Jack Black, we would have to.
Too soon.
That we're definitely going to cut. 11 names. Here's your next 11 names, Ben Blacker. Good luck.
2007, 3 stars.
You don't need the clues names. Again. All trust right. me. Let's go. Rip Torn, Megan Mullally.
Easy.
Larry Miller.
Oh, yeah, everybody.
Oprah Winfrey.
Obvious.
Sting.
What?
Ray Liotta.
Mm-hmm.
Barry Levinson.
Sure.
Kathy Bates.
I bet.
Chris Rock.
Why not?
John Goodman.
Why?
Sean Goodman?
John
yes.
Goodman.
Oh, no, John Goodman.
Sean Goodman.
Thank you. Well, Sean Goodman would have been a different movie.
Jan Goodman. And Patrick Warburton.
Oh.
Yeah.
The great Patrick Warburton.
Can you guess it? Think. What movies was I in?
Oh, putty.
Go. Remember? And a riveting scene with Chris Rock.
He was the Tick.
No, I know who Patrick Warburton is. Friend of the Thrilling Adventure Hour.
It's true. Oh, there you go.
Catch it on iTunes.
He's probably a voice in everything that has voices.
Yes, you have to have him. I can only remember the title after the colon.
Oh.
Is it?
Oh, there's no colon in what I'm looking
then
at.
It's not what I think it is. Yeah. Is it Captain America World Police?
No, it isn't. Why would Sting
you
be
mean
in that?
Team America?
Team America World Police.
Oh.
Sting's in that, I think.
But the actual celebrities were not in.
No, it was just voices, yeah. So it wouldn't list Sting as being in it.
Unless Leonard was really confused. They were all good sports.
I love in that movie how Matt Damon's always like, Matt Damon! It's like completely weird. This movie, though, is also very weird, and it's a motion picture that was called B-Movie that was brought to us by the great Jerry Seinfeld.
It's always featured, the animated
featured
ones.
All of those digs on. Yeah, animated movies throw people off every time.
But there's
three
a bunch
stars.
Of digs and celebrities
stars,
in
yeah.
B-Movie.
Yeah,
I guess there is.
This is a good point. Three
Pick
stars.
Your battles, B-Movie.
Three stars.
Three stars for B-Movie.
Three stars for B-Movie.
Yeah.
Get Leonard on the phone. I want to get him too high.
Paul.
I'm on the board.
Woo! Is not. Wait, what just happened? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Now we go back
threw
to
me
Ben
off.
By I can't wait to
that.
Pick
I thought
a category.
You were trying to trick me.
Don't blurt out the rules like a Sam Levine.
I'm sorry.
Aww.
I know he has to get out of here.
Don't turn on me. Kim, come on.
Ben Acker gets to go first. This next round has a
first.
Chance to tie it up for three-way tie.
Go first.
What'd I say? I said gets to go first, right?
No, you're right.
It's the third round.
Oh, no, you just went first the last time, too.
Do I ever get to play again?
Dude, you just got a point.
Dude.
All right. You get to pick a category. You're just saying you want the third one?
No. Hit me.
Okay. Thought you were being that cocky. I'll take the third one.
I don't know what it is.
Whatever it is. Best Pitcher? That's Oscar-nominated baseball movies. Or Squirrel Whisperer suggested Purge Anarchy, and that's movies where more than one person has diarrhea.
Movies where more than one person
yeah,
has diarrhea?
A bunch of people have diarrhea. Or I guess maybe even just two would be more than one. And Party in My Jeans suggested, thanks for the plug, and that, of course, is movies where somebody dies in a bathtub. And I don't know why I said, of course.
So, which one of those would you like to play,
Ben Acker?
I guess I'll go with the diarrhea one.
Classiest way you can say it. Two stars from Leonard for this movie from 2011 that has multiple people suffering from diarrhea. He says about this movie that there's an actress in it. It was her final film. That's an interesting clue. He also says that this movie has slow stretches and detours. Yeah, slow stretches and detours, but plenty of diarrhea. And he lists 13 names.
Seven names from the movie.
Which movie?
Don't say it.
That would have been such a great fake out.
Great fake out. How many did you say?
He said seven.
Yeah.
Switch directions.
I like it.
Correct.
To Paul?
Wait, who challenged last time? It was Paul. That's how he won, right?
Paul challenged.
Yeah, it goes to Paul.
I can name that movie in negative two names.
I just did a spit take that only worked for the listeners and not the people here, because there's no beverages in my mouth.
I think it worked for the people you spit on.
How many names?
Negative two.
All right.
An elephant in here.
Negative two, Paul says. Ben Blacker.
I don't think I can do three. Name it, Paul.
All right. You got to name the movie and the top two billed people in the correct order. Here we go.
I would like to say that this movie stars Kristen Wiig and Maya Rudolph, and it's called Bridesmaids.
Correct.
And it was the final film of Jill Clayburgh.
What are you, Sam Levining right now?
I'm just remembering Bridesmaids.
But that's right. Paul of Tompkins is our winner. Mic drop.
It's been a long time. I've won this game in a long time.
Kim Quartz, that's you. Here's all your stuff. I'll just slide it over to you since it's on the floor as well as you. I mean, there's some people sit on the floor. I don't want to make it sound like she's a little lush or something.
Oh, wait. One of those was passed. Should seat. Not have been passed. The Walter Mitty one. No, but
she we need the shithead off the back.
Kim!
Get it together. Get it together, Dana Lilly. And is there shithead on the back of yours there?
No, but they just told me they're shithead.
Oh, okay.
So how should we handle this?
All right, I'll point to you when it's time to say it.
You have to report to the purser's office.
You could totally sell it. Do you want to whisper it to Ben Blacker?
Let's whisper it down the lane.
Okay. Whisper it, yeah, over the telephone game.
Let's see if it translates properly.
Okay, now you have to wait a while, and when I point to you, you'll say it. I'm going
to
be at the... because I'll point to you when it's time to say it, and you'll sell it. I'm going to be in Cincinnati at Go Bananas on October 18th, DouglasMovies.com for all my dates, deets, and links. What do you guys got to plug? Thrilling Adventure Hour, crossover with Night Vale.
Yes, the Welcome to Night Vale crossover is now available at iTunes and at nightvale.bandcamp.com. And the Thrilling Adventure Hour is coming to New York for New York Comic Con. We're playing sold-out shows at the Bell House, but I bet you can get tickets if you show up at the door.
Yeah, if you squeeze in there somehow.
Paul's doing a Dead Authors.
With John Hodgman. Mm-hmm. We're doing an improv show with Scott Adsit and Craig Kowalski, Mark Evan Jackson. Donald Logue is doing monologues.
Correct.
When do all that happen?
That all happened next week.
That all happened, yes. Go to thrillingadventurehour.com.
Or be damned.
Those and
more.
What
are the dates? Like the weekend or what's it?
They start on the 8th.
It's all throughout the week.
Of October.
8, 9, 10, 11.
8, 9, 10,
and
11.
12.
12.
And 12.
I love it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. But take out 1 through 7 from the song. When you edit this later, I know a lot of people edit this podcast in GarageBand. To make it their own personal experience. Edit out my sung numbers 1 through 7.
Any other plugs, Paul? Paul F. Tompkins?
Do I have other plugs?
He must.
The Dead Authors podcast, check that out if you haven't. You don't have to know about the authors to enjoy it. It's funny people improvising in
check
character.
Check it out, stupid people!
If you're afraid of how dumb you are, don't be.
Yeah.
It finally pays
Just
off for you.
Just jump in and enjoy it.
Yeah.
And,
and No You Shut Up is coming back for a third season.
Nice.
That Fusion. Many people. God love you. And if you don't have Fusion, and you probably don't, why don't you go to Fusion.net and there's full episodes online. You can see the first two seasons online.
Yeah.
It's a crazy show. It's me and puppets.
Paul F. Tompkins, I crossed something off my bucket list, which is having a conversation with a hot dog. Always wanted to do that.
Where the hot dog finally talked back.
Yes. Yes, of course.
Of course.
As always, Kim Jong-un is a shithead. Thought that would get applause or something.
No, a pretty pro-North Korea crowd here.
And
Monsanto
is a shithead. Now it's time we're done to watch another talkie. Eyes of Voltage viewing prowess makes it.